Love Cuts, a song called I Will Kiss Anyone, band from Vancouver. Before that, Diaz, another Vancouver band, Shindig band from, I guess, a year ago, I think. Diaz Nation, name of the album, Graveyards, name of the song. And before that, another Shindig band from maybe 3-4 years ago, Winter Mitt, an old album, old as in maybe 2 years old, Heirloom, a song called Dance. And before that, a Vancouver band called Sutures from a record sort of released on the internet called I Touch 1985. And the name of the song, which is covered up right now, is The Thrills and Dangers of Night Swimming. And I start up the set with some Bar Mitzvah Brothers and some in a band called Hon He Hon He. From Toronto, I believe, from an album called Shouts, A is for Animals. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Sleuth is on the big show tonight, playing live very shortly. They are retrieving a gear from parts unknown. This should be on very shortly, but I will be talking to members of the band after the next song, which is, let's play some Hermetic. This is Hermetic, a song called Civilized City. Eric from the band's birthday was yesterday. And so after that, we'll chat with the members of Sleuth, Shindig winner from last year.
Police stand.
right, that's the feedback. Hermetic, local Vancouver favorite. As I was mentioning, Eric from the band Hermetic's birthday was yesterday, I believe. He turned 15, I don't know, something like that. Yeah, it might be something higher than that. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben, and the show, yeah, I just said it, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I am joined now in studio by two members of Sleuth. Do you want to introduce yourself by any chance?
Hi, my name is Jesse.
And I'm the Lion in Love.
Awesome. There's only two of you right now because you forgot a piece of instrument.
We left a bass at our house.
Yeah. So now a car is racing down the street, West 4th, I heard.
Yeah, and it'll make it.
Yeah, we'll make it. We still got plenty of time, so it should be good. But it's perfect because now we can chat a bit anyways. Shindig winner from 2011. It sounds only less than a month ago.
Yeah.
More or less. Can you maybe talk a bit about how the band got started first?
Well, it actually initially started as a solo project between me and Julian on drums. Mm-hmm. And then we realized that, like, I was writing stuff and he was writing stuff, and it was like, well, maybe we should just put mm-hmm. the stuff together and then get other people to play so we can have more complex arrangements.
Right.
And so Oliver, who plays keys, we asked him to play because I know him from school at SFU in our art program. And Jesse I met at the house party, I think.
Oh, that's the best way to meet.
Yeah.
People and things. Yeah. Perfect. How did you find out Shindig, and what did you think about the whole process?
It was a great experience in that. Our reception. I didn't think we were going to be as well received as we were.
Oh yeah. From the first show on, or just
yeah. Even? I mean, I kind of went in with the expectation of not winning, but just, like, you know, going in and trying to do our best, I guess.
Maybe you have more fun that way.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. When you mean not really received, you mean by, like, for the judges, or just by the audience, or just by...
I guess both.
Yeah.
I just figured not many people had heard of us, so, I don't know.
Yeah, but sometimes that's the point, because all the other bands people haven't really heard of.
That's a good point.
That's sort of the whole point. Yeah, it's just about, like, seeing something new. But overall, it's good. Like, any did you find that when you play Shindig, you get these comments from the judges, good or not. Sometimes it could just be like we're more whites. I mean, who knows? That has happened. Yeah. Was there anything you thought that was constructive? Did you even bother reading them, or did you just glance over them?
Yeah, we all read them, and, like, because we're really neurotic and, like, specific about things, we Jesse actually went and typed them all up so then we could all read them later on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my favorite was, I think on the first night, someone said that their boyfriend thought we sounded like the Field Mice, and I was like, that's a cool one. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I love the Field Mice.
It's interesting. About half the stuff was about the sound, and half of it was about, like, what the clothes we were wearing, or like how we were standing, or things like that.
But which is a bit
it was really
weird.
Fun. It was
that's
fun.
Weird. Yeah, it's totally weird. But that's sort of how, I hate to say it, that's sort of how music is, though. It's a lot of it is like, you know, it's music is some of it, but then the rest is, you know, how many people in the band? Like, what are you guys wearing? Like, what shows are you playing?
That's why people don't go to a bar to listen to a tape, right?
Yeah. So it's like little things like that. Because we don't really, usually don't tell the judges what you have to base it on. How well they play, whatever, or just like whatever you feel like, more or less. And hopefully people would figure that out themselves. But so I'm glad you have a good time.
Yeah, it was awesome playing the Railway.
Yeah,
it's a great venue.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, have you played at the Railway before?
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Just seen shows there.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. What did you guys do for New Year's, or just anything exciting happen? Christmas, New Year's.
Well, Julian and I went to a dinner party where we listened to the Talking Heads the entire night.
Oh yeah.
It was on like a random, which is a really weird way to listen to the Talking Heads. Right. So it's like you'd be in one era, like you'd be listening to, like, I don't know, more songs about buildings and food, and then suddenly you'd be on like a completely different album. It was weird, but it was great.
Was it the plan all along for the party, or has it just happened?
It just happened.
Yeah.
For me, I think I have two kinds of New Year's experiences, usually ones that are really strange, where you spend time with people you hardly know, and you spend half the time looking for a party that you can't find, and by the time you get there, it's already winding down.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was my New Year's experience. I had a lot of fun, though. It was just one of those ones where you just get hit with unexpected things, and whatever you want to happen, the opposite happens, but you still wind up laughing your ass off.
Yeah, I think the way I look at New Year's always just be like, you should just, you know, have fun. Just pretend it's like a slightly more exciting weekend party, like a
exactly.
But like, don't be like, oh my god, this is like the don't think of it like it's a huge thing though. Like, if you don't, like, you kind of want to plan things and you know, have fun, but you know, you don't want it to be disappointing, because very often it is kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, definitely.
And everybody expects a good time, which makes them all tense.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know. And then And then the whole countdown is like, I don't know. After that, you go, well, now what?
We didn't have anything to count. We didn't have anything to count down to. So we're just looking at my iPhone, being like, oh, it says 12 now. But usually New Year's, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's not really a big deal to me. I was just invited, and I was like, free food. Yeah. I love free food.
Yeah, free food is fantastic. Yeah. You guys have a show coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. Can you talk a bit more about it?
Well, there's four bands. Real Boys, who I think also played Shindig. I didn't get to see them. But there's Eek, and then there's Village, and... there's us.
You guys,
Is that four?
Yeah.
So
it's cool because we're friends with people in Eek. We're friends with Colin from Eek, and then we're friends with the people in Village. So it's kind of neat because it's sort of like friends coming together to play a show.
Perfect.
And it's at Mad Hatter's, I think.
Right. Okay.
I haven't been there.
I haven't been either.
But I think it's new.
It's new, and it's close to. No, is this the one that's close to SkyTrain station?
Or I think it's somewhere near Maine. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, is it on Maine? Okay.
Near it.
We'll
Google.
I'll mention it again in the show. Yeah, you can figure that out. It's on Facebook everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
It's all. A late show. I think it starts at like 11 or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other plans for the band? Have you? You win some recording time.
Yeah, I think we're going to be recording with Colin Stewart at the Hive, which would be awesome, because I really like the work he did with Gigi, album, Maintenant.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's great.
It's, I love the 60s vibe that he's got on it. It's awesome, job that he did with that.
That album sounded great. So you guys, because you have released like a tape of some of your songs.
Yeah.
Are you going to record new songs, or is it going to be similar songs, or how
They're going to be new songs, but they're going to be ones that we've been playing.
Okay.
We're not sure which ones yet, so
we
haven't really figured that one out yet.
Okay.
But
you can figure yourself out some time.
Yeah,
Just at the stage where we're performing the new songs and seeing how they feel. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Show tomorrow. Any other things planned? Heading out of the province? No?
Not yet.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, we're not sure. We've got another show in February. I don't know. We're not playing a lot of shows. School and things.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. We're trying to make things happen with something that's happening in the States.
Right.
Yeah, we might be playing Pop Fest in New York.
Oh.
But we're not 100% on that yet.
Yeah.
Any New Year's resolution for the band or for yourself?
Well, I don't know about the band. I had a resolution to not spoil having fun with too much seriousness.
Yeah, that's
always
good. But
to not spoil getting work done with too much silliness.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's sort of the perfect balance.
Yeah.
Trying to find it. Yeah, no, that's fair.
No, I don't do resolutions.
No, yeah, I don't.
I feel like
really vague ones. Just be more awesome.
Yeah. I feel like any time's a good time for self improvement.
Yeah. You do think about the fact that you know, party at the eight, a lot of bad food during Christmas or drink a lot, so maybe like a little bit less.
Yeah, well, you'll notice that like on the TV and stuff like that, and the radio, there's suddenly after Christmas, there's all of these weight loss commercials.
Yeah.
And it happens like after Christmas, and then it happens before summer because everybody's thinking about wearing like bikinis and no shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then before Christmas, it's like, everybody buy chocolate.
Yeah, pretty much. So. Gym membership goes up in the first first month of the year, Grizzly.
Totally not surprised.
Hey. Does it look like your band's here?
Oh, they're
they
here.
Made it.
Awesome. Perfect. Well,
it's a post-Christmas miracle.
Awesome. So you guys should go and do a sound check.
We should do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for talking. We will talk to you very shortly. Or we'll listen to your set very shortly. I'm going to play some maybe Eek and some Real Boys until then. And have fun. Thanks for
awesome.
Thanks for coming out. And stick around because Sleuth will be playing live as soon as they are ready, which will be like 5-10 minutes. Okay, excellent. You're listening to CITR Radio, and I'll play some Eek for you now.
Rock him! I can see the mountain! Rock him! We are ready to embark on our way to France and
Amsterdam.
Bon voyage. If you find this tape in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, I love y'all.
We're coming in. We're coming in on a big wave. All of us, we're coming in. We're coming in on a big wave. All of us. Stood on, no longer out. I could not wait to be saved. I wouldn't stick around. It's swim or drown.
you let them know. All right, let me tell you what I play very quickly in that set. I play three bands. It's going to be playing at the Mad Hatter this Friday, which is tomorrow, with the next band. It's going to be playing Sleuth. The Sleuth, Eek, Village, and Real Boys, I play all those bands in the last set. But also sandwiched between them, I played a band from Victoria called Bridge People with a song called We're Coming In, as recommended by Jesse from the band Sleuth. But anyways, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And now it's time to kick in to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Sleuth.
The song is called Unceremonious Splendor. Called Fishing for Moonlight, and it's actually on our EP called Brave New Nothing.
Such a serious call.
Yeah, we accidentally left our bass at our house, so we had to race. Two of our members had to race to North Bend to get a different bass.
We're ready for the professional world.
This is a newer song. It's not on anything yet. It's called Rules for Hearts, and it's actually inspired by a YA novel, because I'm a fan of young adult fiction. We can get close, and I love you, dear, but not as much when you're near. We play these games to know one another, to keep ourselves distant here from each other. But when the cards go down, the books are around. Shine in the daytime and you gleam in the night. By the fire oil, make your own light. With scarlet fever, I'll write you a letter that you'll never read, because I tore it up before you could read. But when the cards go down, the joke's on our house. When the cards go down, the books on around. Also have French in it. Very little French. It's called Comme des Garçons, and we actually just finished the filming for a music video we're doing of it, which should be out about next month, maybe.
Thank you.
Sleuth, in case you've only just tuned in now, and if Oliver would stop playing the keyboards gratuitously, that'd be awesome.
Hey, I gotta set it up.
It's a complicated song.
And the next song we're doing is called Doris Day, named after the actress. It's also on our EP, Read Me Nothing, and I think we're ready to play. Oh yeah, yeah, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You are a yellow cloud floating on a bubble head. You are the American dream of 40-year-old chastity. Doris Day, keep me company. Doris Day, bowed on stage. You are indignant. Grounded like a brink safe. You are crippled by gloss and too much pillow talk. Doris Day, never leave me. Doris Day, bowed off stage. Mrs. Robinson was not an option. Of righteousness and conviction. Doris Day, you are a dinosaur. Doris Day, you could have been the whore.
And this one is called We're Not Friends Yet.
I guess I can't blame my bad mood on you, though I may like to, because that's just what friends do. But we're no friends yet. I'm working on it. We're no friends yet. I'm working on it. I said, you don't have to pay me back for the chips, and I'll pretend your taste in music isn't shit. But we're no friends yet. I'm working on it. We're no friends yet.
Just swapping instruments again. Thus the soundlessness that's going on right now.
Strive our the silence and we kill the silence.
Our next song is called Apocalypse. Please sign the release form first. It's probably the longest title. And you good?
Said brightly, having recovered from last year's depression spree. I'm free, he declared wildly. He danced like a stare lightly. His leg had healed from a foolish silver-tongued attack. But you know the pay is just too slim. Look him in the eye and he's a rich guy in rags. He lives in a library where the books are still free, and he told me he'd sing a socialist serenade. The status quo, they say, keeps you and me alive. But the thing you see about mediocrity is it's the high. Bye. breakfast is done. Hungry me, hungry me to eat before midnight, to sleep forever. Soft soul, you're at the tender age, which is of any age, there's a world to as late, as it, and if you had the choice to be part of the race. Keep it on.
Thanks, that sounded awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for coming out. The website is sleuth.bandcamp.com, and you guys are playing tomorrow night at Mad Hatter, which is, as I figured out, it's on 654 Evans. It's in the main and terminal area, so you can find that out. It should be a fun show.
It's going to be wicked.
Yeah, thanks for everything. Any last words? Any hi? Yeah. Sounded good.
That was fun.
That was awesome. Thank you.